This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
You're listening to Amped, the official weekly update for the Association of Music Podcasting.
Hey gang, welcome to the 230th edition of the Amped Weekly Podcast. My name's Jason Evangelo from Insomnia Radio, and I'm here to bring you six of the choicest cuts from around the Association of Music Podcasting. And we'll kick things off with a track selected by Charles Stepsic for Insomnia Radio's Daily Dose. This is the Sour Notes with Doers and Sayers. Enjoy. That was the Sour Notes from Austin, Texas, and they've been around since 2007. They've gone through a bunch of lineup changes, but they finally settled on a six-person lineup, and it consists of some of the town's most talented musicians. It's taken from the album It's Not Gonna Be Pretty, which is their third full-length, and that's not too bad. Three full-lengths in about 3 years. You can find them at all fine download places, including iTunes, eMusic, and Amazon.com. But you can find their main website at thesournotes.com. Our next tune comes courtesy of our favorite podcaster in Portugal, Rodrigo de Sá. This is the band Sonoy with the song Sherry Fall.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Now, despite the fact that I'm Portuguese, I think I can only say Rodrigo's name once properly without butchering it after that. So right now I will just tell you that Rodrigo is the host of the excellent Cowboy Cantor, which you can find at cbcantor.blogspot.com, which is the Portuguese version of the show. Portuguese text and language. Now, Rodrigo has known the band Sonoy from Chicago for some time. He's been looking forward to featuring them as Artist of the Month on his show. After two EPs released while being unsigned, they now have released their first album on the label Minnow Maso, and it is called Sonoy. Sherry Fall's a track you really don't want to be over so quickly, and he suggested after listening to this Amped episode, go to Sonoy Music and find links to buy the album. Now, on a related note, although it's not officially part of Amp yet, I'm sure it will be after episode 5, Rodrigo has launched Insomnia Radio Portugal. You can find the first episode, which is just outstanding. It features a really, really a diverse mix of Celtic music, folk, and rock, as well as a little bit of insight into Portuguese culture. You can find it at portugal.insomniaradio.net, and we're looking forward to having you guys listen and give Rodrigo lots of love for launching a show that is near and dear to my heart, being Portuguese. Anyway, enough of my blabber. We're going to play some more music. And that music comes courtesy of Justin Wayne at thejustinwayneshow.com. I listened to this track during the pre-production of this Amped episode, and man, it's like this 80s throwback, catchy, bouncy, dancey number. It's just amazing. It's by the Himholtz Resonators. The song is called Bombs, and it's from a tongue-in-cheek bunch of guys making music that is just seriously good. This particular track is really a great social commentary. It's perfect for this time of year in the UK when they all need a bit of levity from the pre- and post-election political bog. And these guys are from London. They have various shows coming up in the upcoming months. You can pop over to their MySpace page at myspace.com/TheHimholtzResonators for all the details. Right now, let's listen to Bombs.
I can smell bombs, but you can smell medicine. I can smell bombs, but you can smell medicine. I can smell bombs, but you can smell medicine. Smell bombs, but he can smell medicine. What can he smell? What can he smell? What can he smell? Olympic Games, Brezhnev, Reagan, Mandela, Winston.
I can smell bombs, but he can smell medicine.
London,
what can he smell?
Paris,
what can he smell?
Princeton,
what can he smell?
Paris.
All right, before we decidedly mellow things out just a little bit, I wanted to tell you guys that you can get show notes and all kinds of links for this episode and previous episodes of Amped at amped.libsyn.com. And for a list of all of the amazing shows that are members of the Association of Music Podcasting, go to musicpodcasting.org. All right, our next submission comes courtesy of George at eclecticmix.com. The song is called Door Money, but we need to establish a little bit of backstory here. Cold Flowers is a release by Frames, and Frames is an experimental collective from Italy, which was started in 2007 by artists Stefano Roncarlo and Sandro Marinoni. This is the first part of the set called Door Money. You can find their music at archive.org. An easier way is to go to eclecticmix.com and look for show number 295, as George featured some of their music on that episode as well. Now, I don't always bounce back and forth between extremes, but this one is the polar opposite of our last track. It comes to us courtesy of the Dark Compass Metal Show at darkcompass.com/metal. The artist is Obsessive Compulsive. I have a lot in common with them. The song is Exit, and this was taken from their debut album, The Dreams of Death and The Death of Dreams. Now, Rowley got a chance to hear this about 3 weeks before its release on the 10th of May, which should be when you guys are hearing this episode of Amped, and it has been glued into his iPhone ever since. In fact, this track has been played on both of his shows, The Metal Show and its parent show, The Dark Compass Podcast, which proves how good the overall album is. Once again, this is Obsessive Compulsive with the song Exit, and I suggest you have your volume way up. Alright, before I take us out with our last track of Amped, episode 230, I wanted to remind you all that you can visit musicpodcasting.org for links to all of our shows, amped.libsyn.com for show notes on this episode and previous episodes of Amped, and check out my network, insomniaradio.net. Been kicking around for a little while. We've got daily independent music going up song by song on the Daily Dose. We've got Insomnia Radio Chicago, Insomnia Radio Australia, Insomnia Radio UK, all kinds of goodness going on over there at insomniaradio.net. Now, our last track is another one featured recently on The Daily Dose. This one was one of my selections by the rock trio Migs. And it comes from their upcoming fifth album called Wide Awake. It's going to be released on May 18th, 2010. It is easily their most accomplished, fresh-sounding, and accessible collection of songs to date. The band's namesake, Don Miggs, said this, "I wanted to make an album that felt both immediate and nostalgic. It's worn in and new at the same time. This is the first time I ever recorded an album with the same guys I've been playing with for the last 2 years, and it shows. We didn't even have to try to make it all fit. It just did." This is The Miggs with Girls and Boys to close out this episode of Amped. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for supporting independent music. Take care, and take care of each other.
What's the plan? Another bore fest where we all lie and say it was the best. 'Cause everyone's got their how-to book, telling them just how to look the same, the same, the same. Just like everyone who is sick and tired of looking just like me. And I don't care what you think, and this time I really mean it. 'Cause what you think, I think you know, isn't even what you think.
Listening to Amped, the official review podcast for the Association of Music Podcasting. Remember, you can leave us feedback at amped@musicpodcasting.org. Go check our website at www.musicpodcasting.org to get more news, music, and information on our featured podcasts.